Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Central Rappahannock Regional Librarian this morning. We're going to talk with Aaron Creighton here, the Assistant Branch Manager and Adult Services Department Head at the Downtown Branch on Caroline Street.
Yay. Thank you, Ted, for having us. We're so excited to be here today.
Aaron, it is great to have you. And for the very first time, we roll out the red carpet. If we had a red carpet, we would do that to Jody Lewandowski, the Youth Services Department Head at the Howell Branch in Stafford. Jody, it's great to meet you.
Yes, thank you too. Good morning.
How long have you been with the Central Rappahannock Regional Library?
Almost 25 years.
Jody, yeah. How have you escaped being here? This is like an escape act that you've been able to pull.
I'm not sure how I've escaped it, but it's a pleasure to be here this morning.
Well, it's great. It is great to meet you. How in the world did you get involved with libraries? Were you one of those people that your parents took you to the library and you just loved it?
Yeah, I loved going to the library. I went to the Downtown Branch when I was a child. We lived in Fredericksburg, and I remember it through several different renovations, and that's where we went. I think I grew up loving reading. Did not think I was going to be a librarian, though. I loved animals, and I thought I might be a vet, and I clearly remember this kind of moment when I realized I didn't want to do the hard things of veterinary work.
Yeah, that would be tough. Yeah,
oh, God, yes.
Yeah. And my folks were like, you know, you really like to read. Maybe you should consider being a librarian.
I love that so many people at Curl have that story, yeah, though, where they're like, I used to go to this branch when I was a kid, and now I work here. Like, that's just so amazing. Yes. It really is.
Yeah. Oh, it is, especially for the Downtown Branch.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But I was just going to say that, Aaron, that the stories of all of you getting involved. And the other thing is that everyone has a story about just the influence of parents.
Yeah.
Taking you to the library. Did you do like summer reading when you were a kid at the library?
I don't remember summer reading.
Okay.
But I'm not sure why.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you did.
I loved summer reading when I was a kid.
Yeah. Did you?
Yeah. Yeah. So I forget your story, Aaron. You were kind of the same way, though, weren't you? You were one of those people that went to the library.
Totally, yes, but I'm not local. I'm actually from New England. Please don't hold it against me. And summer reading, the library was totally my escape when I was a kid. So being able to go there, because when I grew up, we didn't have a ton of money. So in the summer, being able to go someplace where there were like free activities and earning prizes for like reading books, which I've always been a huge book nerd. So being able to do those things was just like heaven.
Mm-hmm. And that is the great thing. There's this in the library today, just has so many free programs, and there's so many things, especially in the summer,
parents can
take their kids.
Jody and I were talking about this before we came on air about how the library really is like a safe place for kids to go where they can feel connected to their own community, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And we have a lot of kids and families, kids that walk over, and they live really close by, and they spend time there at the library every day.
Well, you mentioning, Jody, just about the Downtown Branch, because I too can, there's so many changes.
Yes, yes.
Over the years. I mean, I remember when the Downtown Branch initially got videos, and how that was just, there was a controversial thing. should libraries have videos? We loved going to check out videos at the library.
Yeah. Well, and now we even have streaming video, which is really exciting for people.
On Hoopla, which is one of our newer things in the last year, which Hoopla is awesome. I hope you guys are using Hoopla. But like, you can stream Hallmark movies and, you know, some of these other things. You can do the binge pass where you can watch, you know, things, get basically more checkouts over like a 3-day period, which is just so cool. Because not everybody can afford all these streaming services. And that's what is so fantastic about the library, is we give people these options for, you know, education and entertainment. And all you have to do is have a library card.
I was going to say, and go to librarypoint.org and just kind of look around, and you'll see the Hooplas and some of those things. There's just some great streaming service options.
Oh God, yeah, Hoopla, yeah. Canopy. You know, for ebooks and audiobooks, we have Libby. Like, we have so many options for doing things from home. We have people who you know they work a lot, they have kids, everybody has a life. So you know, you can apply for a library card right on our website, librarypoint.org/card. We'll email you your card number and your PIN number. If you do it Monday through Friday, you get it within, I think, 2 days. And then we'll physically mail you your card. So, like, to get your first card, you don't even have to come into the building anymore. We can take care of that for you and just set you up so that you can just start using it from home kind of immediately. And if you ever have any questions or problems, like, we have so many options to get in touch with us on our website. You can send us a chat. You can send us an email. You could call us. Or you could visit us, because we know that people have very busy lives. So we're trying to make it as easy as possible.
Well, and there have been, over the years, so many services that the library offers for free, that I've known people that will tell me, you know, they're paying for some of these services. And it's like, you can get that through the library just by having a library card.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You know, I mean, like, thinking about all the books you might buy from Amazon, ebooks and audiobooks on Audible. And now I hear a lot of librarians also say that they've belong to Audible, but we all use those services, and you can save so much money.
Oh God, yes. I've never understood that. Like, no offense to them, because they're fantastic, but you know, Libby and Hoopla, I get, you know, so many of my audiobooks, I get them from there. I don't use other sources. Like, I just go from there, because, you know, Ted, I've told you this before, like, I really like to listen to news on the way into work, and then on my way home, I really like to listen to an audiobook, and I've never had trouble, because there's always, there's this really awesome thing on both Libby and Hoopla where you can say available now. It's like a little search option, and so it'll just show you what's checked in that I can borrow immediately. So it's not like I'm never going to struggle to find a book. Like, there's so many books.
So it's always interesting to me, Jody, to find out, all of you librarians, the number of books you read in a month or listen to. Are you one of those people?
I would say I usually set a goal that probably will sound pretty small, for about 50 for the year is my goal. But in between,
sounds like a pretty big goal to me.
And then pretty in between, you know, you're reading a lot of, as a children's librarian, we're reading a lot of picture books and beginning chapter books and things like that.
So 50 books just for, like, your pleasure reading is what you're saying. Yeah, I get that. I mean, we all have to, as you know, I read things for work all the time, as, you know, book clubs and things like that. Stay up to date with things. And just make sure that, you know, when you're doing those things, those all count towards logging for your summer reading, you know?
That's
so
true.
We're still doing summer reading. You got another 3 weeks or so, people, to log your books. But all of those count. If you're reading to your kids, if you're reading, you know, if you're listening to an audiobook, if you're reading on your phone and you're reading an ebook or whatever, all of those count for, you know, logging those points for summer reading. So parents, if you're listening.
Yes, parents, if you're listening. That's right. There's still time to join summer reading. You can join in person, you can join online and get your free online account to help track the minutes. Children read for keep track of minutes that they are reading, and or listening to somebody reading to them. So very easy to accumulate minutes and points, you know, in the summer reading.
And as we're winding down, as far, I mean, kids are going back to school in a few weeks around here. In many instances, this might be a good, if they have gotten away from reading this summer, get them back,
and
you can still make up some ground.
Oh, there's still time, and you can earn some pretty cool prizes, like the brag tags are really fun, and then I think kids can earn a free book. Is that correct?
That is correct. Yeah. You know, at 1,000 minutes, which isn't as many minutes as you think. It doesn't take as long. You know, if you're reading about 30 minutes a day for just over a month, then you're getting 1,000 minutes. And then at 2,000 minutes, they get a second free book. And these are not, this is what I tell the kids, these are not old library books, although we love our old library books.
But right.
They are brand new books that you get to choose and keep for your very own. So we have a nice selection too. Usually we've got the favorite dog man.
And there's graphic novels in there, yes, and like just novels. Awesome stuff. Mm-hmm. I look at the cart every year and I'm always like, oh my God, I love these books. Like, you guys get some really awesome prizes for summer reading. It's very cool. Yeah.
Well, it's summer reading. I know for, especially for on the youth side of things. I mean, that this is your big, this is Christmas.
Is thing
this is Christmas
yes.
all summer for yes. you guys.
Adults yeah. can participate too.
Yes.
And adults can earn like a very cool little, if you're reading, it's also by minutes for adults, but it's much less for adults. I think it's not by minutes for adults, I'm sorry, it's by points. And if the equivalent is, if you read about 6 books, you can earn a free little notebook that come in a variety of colors. They're really pretty, like green, blues, purples, and it has a little pen with it, and it has a really nice quote on the cover, and you can pick that up basically as long as you're logging your books before August 15th, you can pick up your prizes at any of the branches before August 30th. So there's still plenty of time to participate.
Yeah.
Certainly. I didn't realize that for August 15th. I've been reading some books. I've got to check into
Ted,
this.
Come on, you gotta log
Aaron.
Those books. You want that notebook?
I
Ted.
Do
it comes
want
with
that
a
notebook.
Pen. It comes with a little pen too. It's very cute. Yeah, and it comes mm-hmm. in like greens, blues, purples. It's really nice.
At the beginning of summer reading, Tracy brought all the colors.
Oh,
in.
Nice.
I was hoping she was gonna leave one, but she didn't. I have to earn one.
You gotta
one.
Earn it. You gotta
I
earn
have
it.
To earn it. So again, yeah. summer reading. There still is time. Jody Lewandowski, the Youth Services Department head at the Howell Branch here this morning, along with Aaron Creighton with the Central Rappahannock Regional Library, librarypoint.org. When we come back, we're gonna talk about the Seed Library, because when we last saw Aaron Creighton, the Seed Library was just getting started.
Oh, we have so much exciting things to talk about, Ted. I'm so excited.
And we're going to do that when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230. You can weigh in about today's topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230 and by text at 540-371-5756. Here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Central Rappahannock Regional Library, and this morning, Aaron and Jody from the library, librarypoint.org. When Aaron Creighton was last here in the spring, we had a fabulous show talking about the Seed Library.
I know. It was so good, Ted. You were such a supporter of the library. Thank you so much for that. But honestly, like, we were just about to kick it off. We hadn't even opened the Seed Library yet.
No, when you told me, and I just all of a sudden, I kept thinking, the community needs to know about this.
Yes, and you help spread the word, and our Seed Library has taken off. So I'm going to blow your mind with some statistics. Now, I have a really amazing staff who I asked them on Tuesday. I was like, hey, I'm going on Town Talk. I'd really love to share some numbers with Ted. And so they pulled together some numbers for me. So be prepared.
Okay.
Okay, so since we opened the Seed Library on Earth Day, which was like 4 months ago, we have had 238 people borrow seeds. They have borrowed 1,058 packets. Now, each packet contains about 10 seeds, at least 10 seeds. So we have given out in 4 months over 10,000 seeds.
10,000 seeds.
Yes.
Think about gardens in this area and what people are growing and getting from those 10,000 seeds.
I know. It's insane when you think about it, because it's like this little idea that we had that we started rolling with, and now all of a sudden it's this amazing, vital part of our library where people are coming in and they're hearing about it on Facebook, they're hearing about it from their friends, they're hearing about it from shows like this, and they're coming in and they're borrowing the seeds, and then they're also doing the library part, which is they're either donating extra seeds that they have at home, or as they're harvesting their seeds, they're drying out those seeds and they're bringing them into us so that other people can use them for free. And it is so amazing to see it working out basically kind of perfectly. And if you don't know how to seed save, which I have no idea of like how that works.
There's
I'm
a lot
such
of work
a novice.
To it.
Oh, God, yes. But like, you know, we are so lucky because we've partnered with Downtown Greens and some of these other local organizations, the Master Gardeners and stuff mm-hmm. and such on. And we're actually going to be doing a seed saving workshop workshop the first week of September. It's on our website. I believe it's the first Tuesday in September. And it's from 10 to 11 at the downtown branch. So if you don't know how to do this and you're like, hey, I have, like, you know, my basil is coming in like crazy and I would love to share those seeds with the library. Or, you know, hey, my tomatoes are finally coming in. How do I save those seeds? You know, you can either Google it and figure it out. No big deal. Or you can come to this program that we're having the first week of September and, you know, learn from these experts that we are so lucky to partner with.
I first saw it about a year ago. Rappahannock Adult Activities showed me how they save seeds. And there really is, it can be kind of tedious, but boy, the end result is, like you say, you get a lot of seeds.
Oh, God. And you know, the thing is, too, is that I didn't realize, because I am a novice gardener, the opposite of a master gardener. That's what I am. And, you know, they are when you learn about how these techniques, you can actually, you know, save your cucumber seeds, save your tomato seeds, replant them. And it saves you a little bit of money. It's better for the environment. And then you can share them with your neighbors or the seed library or, you know, whoever. And it's this really great way of building a sense of community, of building some more food security for our community. And it's just a fantastic thing that we're doing. And I've just been thrilled with the takeoff. Because I mean, honestly, like when I did the math and I was like, I can't believe we've given out 10,000 seeds already. That seems like a milestone you'd hit after like a year, not after 4 months.
Right. Well, and it's such an easy, you've made it so easy. You go to the top floor of the library and you walk in, it's over to the left. It's a card catalog.
Yeah, it's our old card catalog. It's this beautiful old piece of, you know, wooden furniture that we've had at the downtown branch since it's basically been a library. We just had our 55th anniversary of the downtown branch last week. And so this piece of furniture has been around forever. And you come in, all the drawers are labeled. We have all of our vegetables, our herbs, and we also have flowers too. So one of the big things that we've been giving away this summer is, I want to say it might have been Downtown Greens or it might have been a private person. They brought in a bunch of milkweed, which is really great for the local pollinators. And so that's been one of the seeds that have been going out kind of like gangbusters. And so people are borrowing that. They're helping the bees. They're helping the pollinators. And it's just this really nice little system. And it's beautiful. If you've never been to the third floor of the Fredericksburg branch, I mean, like, it is so worth it. You go upstairs. You can look at the river. You can see Chatham.
I had never, until I came to see the seed catalog, I had never been up there. I had heard about it. It's just amazing. And this amount of time, and when you talk about helping the pollinators, helping just the community, there also is the part of this, Aaron, is you're getting people into the library. While we're here, let's look around, and I think they're going to be surprised.
Oh, God, yes, because it's like, you know, it might be the thing that pulls them in where they're like, hey, I want some free seeds. I want to go find out this information. But the nice thing about the Fredericksburg branch is it's on the top floor, so hopefully you're going to stop in at the first floor and you're going to see some of the cool stuff we have there. Or the entire second floor of the Fredericksburg branch is all youth services. Mm-hmm. So you can stop in there to, you know, look at the teen collection or, you know, chat with them about children's programming before you go up to the third floor to look at the seed library and all the other books that we have. The Fredericksburg branch is actually home to the two special collections in the library system as well. So we also have the Virginiana room all the way downstairs on the lower level. And also on the third floor, we have our law collection. So we have all of these different things for people to come and check out. And they might know about one little thing that gets them through the door, but then hopefully they discover all of our amazing services. Cause it's just, I don't know. I'm always impressed. Jody, are you always impressed by what we have? Cause it's just shocking to me. Like all the stuff that we offer.
Amazing. So many things that are available to people, you know, free of cost.
Yeah.
Libraries have changed. I mean, there's so much more available. And if you haven't been there, if you don't have kids, cause I was going to say to you, Jody, if you don't know what's available just in the youth section for kids, it's terrific. I mean, there's so many things.
You know, there's
great
there's
books,
wonderful books, information, help for people, you know, for children as they do, you know, research projects and homework. There's free tutoring online. We have homework help that children can access and teens can access after school. And
that's open actually after we close, because we close at, you know, 8 o'clock or on Fridays and Saturdays at 5:30. But the tutoring, I believe, is available from 2 to 9.
To 9.
Yeah. So when school starts up in a couple of weeks, parents, like if you're like, hey, I need some help for my kids, you know, help now on our website. It's available remotely. It's available from home and it's tutoring services.
Professional tutors.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you can speak with them or chat with them. There's a whiteboard on the screen, and they can demonstrate and you know, work with the kids live. That's what it is, live tutoring. So,
what a great thing.
It really is. And I mean, tutoring is pretty expensive. I know some tutors, and you know, and I get it, because they're, you know, they're offering a really awesome service, but we're offering that same service, you know, hopefully for people who can't necessarily afford in-person tutoring.
Check out the library. Don't forget about like I said, if you go to library.org, you're gonna find just the online stuff is terrific. But to actually go in physically and just walk around, you will not recognize, if you haven't been to a library in years, or just, you know, all you remember is the days of the card catalog.
I'm actually old enough that I remember the card catalog from when I was a kid. But no, it is totally different. Like when I was a kid, you know, they would offer programs, but they would all be like scholarly programs, which we offer, you know, lectures and things that are super important, but we also offer fun stuff, you know, and sometimes the fun stuff is things that are still teaching you. Like we have this Sea of the Pollinator Flower Show coming up in August, right? And so it's August 21st. People can come in, they can drop off one or more flowers. It's all ages. So little kids all the way up to senior citizens can come in and they can drop off a flower for judging. And then it's like this beautiful thing where you can check out all these amazing flowers that are grown locally and learn about the pollinators and how they are actually so important to our to the environment and to, you know, the economy, because they're the ones who are helping to propagate these foods that we're buying in the grocery store and all that good stuff. So it's this thing that we're doing that's fun, yes, but it's also educational, and it's giving people, you know, something to do in the community that, you know, is free and just awesome to do. And so that's going to be on August 20th and August 21st is the flower show this year, and it's the third year we've done it. But it's stuff like that. Like I never would have pictured us doing that when I was a kid. And now, you know, it's something that this is the third year in a row we've done it. Or stuff like Music on the Steps. Like, that program is 40 years old next year. Mm-hmm. I never would have thought, like, this something like that would be so successful. But, you know, the libraries now really are this awesome sort of community center where everybody can come and find something that is interesting to them.
Yeah, and gathering space. People can come, you know, have meetings and meet with their just their friends, or they can meet with business partners, and we have so many good spaces for that
too. Oh yeah, the meeting rooms and the study rooms have been going off like crazy. You would think in the summer maybe they'd take a dip, but they are not.
Really?
They've been super busy. Yeah, the study rooms and the meeting rooms at the library. Like, I do the statistics for the meeting rooms at the Fredericksburg branch, and I want to say last month we had something like more than 3,000 people use the meeting rooms and study rooms at the Fredericksburg branch. That's just my branch. So the Howell branch has very impressive numbers. The Porter branch, Salem Church, all of the libraries offer these meeting rooms and study room spaces. And the amount of juggling that the staff does that is so seamless to get as many people in as possible, so that you can take your tests, so that you can, you know, do that job interview, so that you can have that HOA meeting or whatever, and we can try to accommodate everybody. It's astounding how many people we can help fit into these spaces that are free. Because I don't know of any other place where you can get a free meeting room besides the library.
Last month, I saw a woman who did her orals for her doctorate and defended her paper. And she came out and she said, "I'm a doctor." It was amazing. It really was.
That's really cool.
Wow. Librarypoint.org for information if you want to go online. But if you want to just go and visit a library, be sure you do that. And especially, I know in both your cases, you love to talk when people have questions about books or something in the library. Go talk to a librarian.
Oh, 100%. My favorite thing is when somebody will come in and say, "Oh, this is my first time here." I had a customer who did this to me the other day. They stopped. We're doing our big atrium book sale at the library at the Fredericksburg branch this week. And so I've been spending a lot of time in the atrium with the book sale. And I had this customer came in with a stroller and her two, you know, twins in it. And she was like, "I've never been here before. I haven't been to a library in forever." And I was like, "Awesome." And so I gave her the new magazine. And I was like, "This is what you need to know. Here's how you get a card. Here's, you know, information about all of our grower reader times for you. If you just want some stuff for that's just for mommy, here's some like really awesome things that we're doing for adults." And she was thrilled. And it's one of my favorite things is when people come in, they're like, "I haven't been here before." Great. I love it when people tell me that, because it's my opportunity to share all the cool stuff that we're doing with them.
Oh, so much. You know, coming up, we're going to be going into the schools to their open houses or back to school nights, as we sometimes hear them call.
Yeah.
It is such a pleasure to talk with families that are new to the area. They're new to the school. And then we can also tell them about the public library and all of the wonderful resources that are there. And they're amazed. They're always amazed.
Yeah. That's a good thing that you do that. Just because just to get out and let people know as the school year goes along, we can help you.
Mm-hmm. And it's not something, and I feel like, you know, we are doing stuff at Curl that is so unique. You know, we're doing stuff that's, you know, out there in a way that I as somebody who's worked in libraries in a couple of different states, you know, we're doing stuff that other libraries just aren't doing.
Absolutely.
It's just amazing. And it's on a regular basis, like I get inspired by my coworkers and just to keep going further to see what else, what other services we can offer, what other programs we can have. And it's just, it's just such a wonderful place, honestly.
Aaron Creighton and Jody Lewandowski from the Central Rappahannock Regional Library here this morning. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is 8:32.
From the Fredericksburg.today online news studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station focused on Fredericksburg. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Central Rappahannock Regional Library this morning, Jody Lewandowski, the Youth Services Department head at Howell here, along with Aaron Creighton, the Assistant Branch Manager and the Adult Services Department head at the Fredericksburg branch. You mentioned, Aaron, and I missed this. I was gone last week, about the 55th anniversary of the downtown branch.
Yeah, we are 55 years old. Isn't that fun?
How about that?
Yeah, we had our birthday party. I love that Curl celebrates the library birthday parties. It's like, hey, we have done this thing successfully for 55 years. Let's give everybody cupcakes. Like, it's just so much fun. So we had it on the day that we did our fun fest at the library for the Fredericksburg branch. And so we probably had... we had a little 10-minute ceremony to do the birthday, and we had speeches, and it was great. And then we had our fun fest, and we probably had almost 400 people show up, and it was just so much fun because we work with all these local organizations. So we had people there with, you know, from all these different, I can't think of any off the top of my head because I wasn't.
Fredericksburg Parks and Rec.
Oh my God. Yeah. Fredericksburg Parks and Rec. And, the animal control people, they brought a little snake that was named Pocket. That was so cute.
Yeah.
And, some of these other things. So, and ours was one of the first ones. I know your fun fest is coming up, right, Jody?
Ours is coming up this coming Wednesday on the 31st. Yeah. In the morning at Howell. We invite I believe that the Stafford County Fire Department is bringing a fire truck for us.
Oh my God, so much fun.
To look at, and we get the Stafford R Board will come with activities about recycling and composting. Sometimes they'll bring information, but also activities for kids. So
nice. These
are a lot of fun. We have many, many teen volunteers that help out that day and let the kids play various carnival type games. And we are planning, if everything works out, to let the kids launch paper rockets again this year, which is a lot of fun to see your paper rocket go, 50 feet in the air. It's so much fun. And we also are going to see Majest Martial Arts. They'll be bringing some kids and information about taking martial arts there in our neighborhood.
Are they going to do a demo? Because I love watching those type of things.
They've got some kids that are coming to show, some of their skills.
Nice.
It'll be very exciting.
Yeah.
Very cool.
So look for that. For all the library branches do that.
Yes,
and
we do.
At different times.
Summer reading. Yeah.
So. So, and again, Howell's is next week.
Next week on Wednesday, the
31st. Okay. Discovery tables. Talk to me about that because that's a youth in a kids thing.
It is. It is youth oriented. So we every summer we know that we will have many, many families coming through the library. And as we've been talking about, the library buildings are not just to find books, but we want to gather people and families and be a safe place and a fun place for families to come. Discovery tables are part of that. We, many years ago now, started along with other educational places, to focus on STEM which is the acronym for science, technology, engineering, and math. Mm-hmm. And so we want to focus on that as well. Our discovery tables are activities that are do-it-yourself, so to speak, that are there at all the major branches, focusing on, you know, various aspects of STEM education, and they're interactive. You can walk up and learn about magnets and what types of materials are have magnetic properties.
And it changes out every couple of weeks,
right? It changes it out, yeah, about every other week or so. And each of the branches have completely different sets. You could go from one branch to another and try different different aspects of science.
So even
technology.
If you're a regular visitor, the discovery table stuff is new every 2 weeks.
It
there's
is
always
new
and fun stuff for parents to do with their kids. Mm-hmm. Like, that's so much fun.
And there's so many things that we do, a lot of activities that rotate out regularly. We have scavenger hunts where the kids can search all over the department. That is very popular. A lot of times we'll have puzzles or chances. So you remember the old lacing cards can practice lacing? We will have sometimes large body activities. So you can hop through the library department and, you know, reach up high and reach your toes and use your body in different ways. While you're exploring the library, it gets the energy out. It's a fun place. It's a cool place. It's air conditioned.
Very much.
You provide things like that, things like summer reading. You really are providing things. And then there's the downtown branch, I know, is one of them in Salem Church that provide meals.
Oh, yeah, and Howell is too. Unfortunately, the meals have ended at the Fredericksburg branch because we partner with the City of Fredericksburg schools. They need to then get ready for, you know, their actual, you know, main job of doing the feeding of the kids through the school year. So ours have ended. However, they are still going on at Howell and I believe at Salem too.
Salem Church,
yeah.
Yes.
So the free lunches, I mean, if you come at, like, you know, 11 o'clock or whatever, you can do some of these fun activities, get your kids a free, nutritious, delicious meal. They look really good. And then, you know, maybe do some other activities before you head out or, you know, check out some books or whatever. But there's, you know, it's kind of a really great way to spend a couple of hours, especially when it's been so hot. And now it's been, first it was wicked hot and now it's been kind of rainy. And so, you know, in between those two things, like being able to go and let them come to the library and run around for a little bit and have some places to burn off that energy, like Jody was saying, I think it's just a fantastic way of spending a day.
Yeah, and then get lunch. It's a perfect opportunity. We have a lot of teen volunteers who help us with that, along with the food bank volunteers. And we have children who come, you know, every day, and they come and get lunch. And it's fun to be with them in the department and then remind them it's lunchtime and off they go.
Well, and again, it's getting kids into the library.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
And doing some of these things, you think people get to see and kids get to see librarians kind of in a different. Mm-hmm. You're
and,
fun
you know,
people.
We are.
we are really interested in being welcoming for families of all types and children wherever they are in life. And we have the sensory time. Story time is one of the special story times that we have started in the last several years. Sensory time is for children who are on the autism spectrum or who have other challenges, developmental challenges, and the presenters are specially trained to present what is a story time, which are other Grow Reader classes. This is just a version of it. And these children are welcome at any of our story times, but this one is, the environment is modified and designed, the story time is designed for children that need that extra support. And we've had been doing that for a couple of years at the Howell branch. It's the second Thursdays at 4:30. And this September we'll be starting a second session of that at the Fredericksburg branch.
It's very exciting.
It is so exciting because I had grown so much at Howell, and now, you know, we're ready for a second session so families can go more than once a month and just have a special time that they are not concerned about you know, safety, and they're not concerned about whether their child fits that typical
or something that might, you know, trigger them or something. Mm-hmm. You know, these specially designed story times are so fantastically perfect for those kids who are on the autism spectrum and for their families.
Yes,
it's just a welcoming environment. So to be able to expand it into more branches is just amazing.
It is. It's so exciting. Yeah.
Boy, what a great service this is to both the kids and the families.
Oh, God, yeah. And I think that's what we do best is we really try to think for, you know, not just, you know, the child or not just the parents, but it's really, we are really trying to be warm and welcoming to all ages and all backgrounds and, you know, everybody. And I think, you know, we do a pretty dang good job.
Yeah.
Yes.
So if someone wants more information on sensory times, just contact
the library. We have several, you know, the youth services librarians and staff are ready to talk about it, ready to help someone feel comfortable, answer questions. We will, you know, call you back personally if you've got concerns. We would love to have your family there. We adapt on the fly, you know, for the needs of the children that are there. So, you know, if they're needing to get more energy out during that story time, then we'll do more activities. You know, we'll sing songs where the kids can use their whole body, and it's okay. You know,
honestly, I went to one of our story times about 6 months ago because I was doing an outreach thing for, we did a story time special at the branch for ESL families, English as a second language families. And I got to sit in on it, and our story times are awesome. Like, we do such a great job. There's singing, and there's, you know, little finger activities, and you're doing fun stuff. I think our grower reader classes are just outstanding, honestly. So the sensory story time, being able to take all that and adapt it, is just such an amazing use of our resources.
Yeah, it's really important. You know, we're really encouraging families to understand that when you read to children, when you talk or sing or play with them, you are helping to develop their, or what we call early literacy skills. And these are those skills that they need before they learn to read and write. And so they're perfect for that. And we're just letting families know how they can develop those skills, demonstrating for them how easy it is. It's wonderful.
That's the great thing, just being able to demonstrate, and who knows, a parent goes home and has an idea of seeing something that worked.
Yes, exactly. And then going, when their children go to school, they hear some of those same words like phonological awareness, and they already know what it is, and they can feel confident about the ways that their children are going to be reading in school. So this is it really important, having the families and parents are their children's first educators, and having them on board and you know, getting them as much information and support as you can as the children are preschoolers is going to really improve their chances at success as a
definitely
reader.
I mean, it really does matter. I know, you know, you've talked about this a lot on your show, which we're really grateful for, but you know, the brain development up until, you know, the I think age 5 or something is crazy, but really, you know, the brain continues to develop and grow until I think something like 19 or something. But you want to develop those habits early of the parents reading to the child, or of the child feeling comfortable enough to go and make those discoveries themselves, where, you know, they've had people read to them. So now they want to learn to read themselves, and now they're reading themselves. And, you know, all of those steps are one of the great things that, you know, we can help support, is getting those parents comfortable reading to their kids, or getting the grandparents or the caregivers or whoever it is reading to their child, so that they can then, you know, be on that pathway to literacy. It's just fantastic.
Yeah, I love watching it too. Yesterday, I saw a young family that is regularly comes to the library, and we all know each other by name. And for the first time, I was watching this child read a book for himself.
Oh,
and
that's amazing.
It was so much fun. You know, he was excited, and you know, I was listening to him read it, and he loved the story. We talked about the story. It was just a really good experience. So.
And sometimes you get to watch those kids like literally grow up. You know, there are people who are coming into the library who they brought their own kids to the library, and they still know some of the staff that have been with the library for a while, because we do, like, you know, Jody's been here for, you know,
love us, yeah.
Yeah, there's a bunch of us also, there are a bunch of staff who have been there for, like, you know, more than 20 years. Mm-hmm. And so you've seen this, you know, child come in, grow up into an adult, go to college, get married, come back with their own kids. And this, mm-hmm. you know, fantastic cycle that we have of forming this community. It's just amazing.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah.
Yeah.
LibraryPoint.org for more information, or contact your library and talk to them about sensory time.
Yeah,
and the so many good things that can come yeah. from that.
I mean, we're doing so many cool things for kids right now. The 1,000 books before kindergarten. We're doing these feeling ready story times for kids who are getting ready to go into preschool. The sensory story time. I mean, we're just and then you know, those are for kids, but then when they're getting older, you know, our teen librarians are amazing. We're doing tons of stuff for teens. So it's really like an all ages place, and especially for, you know, from K to all the way, actually from even younger than K, from baby all the way to senior citizen, yes. We kind of have it all.
That's right.
LibraryPoint.org, Aaron Creighton and Jody Lewandowski from the Central Rappahannock Regional Library here. We're going to wrap it up when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Download the all-new News Talk 1230 WFVA app for Apple and Android. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Central Rappahannock Regional Library, Aaron and Jody here from the library this morning. Jody's at the Howell branch, Aaron at the downtown branch. The music on the steps, Aaron, just a few weeks left. It's been a great season, except it's been so hot. There have been a number of times we've had to go inside.
We have, yeah. If it's anything over, I think it's like 91 or 95. I can't remember the specifics off the top of my head, but we've had to go inside a couple of times. The weather, though, for Monday looks amazing. Everybody keep your fingers crossed. We're really hoping it'll be outside this week. We've got this really cool performance on Monday. It's the Tampa Takio Japanese drums. So they bring in these like huge, awesome steel drums, and they go to town playing them. It is so much fun. They have an awesome website, and we've had them here, I think, maybe once before, but we haven't had them in a while. So we're super excited to bring them back. And, you know,
such
music on the steps.
Family, you know, such a great family.
Yeah.
Thing
oh,
to
God.
Do.
Yeah.
Bring a picnic lunch. The kids get to dance and, you know, just be active while you're there. Oh, such a good night.
It's so much fun. And sometimes, you know, it's so funny. Some of the regulars will start to arrive at, like, on a day when it's nice and it's outside, they'll start to arrive at like 4:30 because they want their spot on the lawn. Their spot on the lawn. They're bringing their chair. They're setting it up there 2 hours early, and we love it. but, you know, we have a wide variety of artists who come. Mm-hmm. So we've got some really cool things still happening for the rest of the summer. We're going to end the performance on the last Monday in August with a punk band that's local called Trash Rocket. So, you know, we've got everything from drums to Latin music to punk music. So come check it out. It's super fun.
That is great. Music on the steps. If you're looking for something to do on Monday nights, especially like you say, this next Monday is supposed to be nice with dry and low humidity.
Yes, very much so. I mean, honestly, we've been really, you know, this is next year is going to be the 40th year of that program. Can you imagine 40 years of that program?
Years.
I mean, we're trying to plan some fun stuff. So we'll have to come back next year and talk all about the 40th of Music on the Steps.
Music on the Steps. Summer reading, we mentioned at the beginning, is there's still time, only a
still
few weeks left,
join.
But you still can get involved, you or your kids.
Very mm-hmm. much so. Please sign up if you haven't already, or stop in the branches and, you know, make sure that you're logging those books, redeeming your prizes. We want you all to, you know, earn your free pen, notebook and pen if you're an adult, or earn those free books if you're a kid.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And the the seed catalog is just something, the seed library is just something to, if you don't know about it, check it out.
Yeah, and I mean, there are plenty of ways you can still garden in the winter and in the fall.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there are lots of ways to do indoor gardening, a little hydroponics or whatever. Or, you know, there are lots of fall vegetables that are still coming that you can still plant now and harvest for the fall. So come check out the seed library, get your free seeds, and come to some of our gardening events, because we've been doing lots and lots of cool gardening events at a bunch of the branches.
Learn how to germinate your seeds to see if they're viable.
Yeah,
too.
We're going to do that over the winter. We're going to do a program on learning how to germinate your seeds to see if your seeds are viable. So we're looking at all these different things that we're like, hey, what are skills that we don't know that we think the community also doesn't know? And it's this really, you know, organic way of planning programming, but it's going really well.
The amazing thing, you've given out over 10,000 seeds.
It's just shocking,
since Earth
isn't it?
Day.
It's so good.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, and it's a wide variety of stuff too. So we have, you know, carrots and beets and, you know, peas and all sorts of fun vegetables. But then we also have, you know, some flowering plants and some things that are great for the pollinators. So tons of things, something for everybody.
LibraryPoint.org. Aaron and Jody from the library, thank you both so much. We'll talk soon.
Pleasure. Thank you so much, Dad.
That is it. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA, focused on Fredericksburg.